Hi friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi. I am covering your subject of marketing management. This is chapter 15, the last chapter, marketing plan, performance and control. You have understood every basic aspects of what is marketing management. The success of marketing depends on how sound the marketing plan that they make. So let's understand how to make this sound marketing plan. Learning objectives are in front of us, which is to understand what is marketing planning, entire process thereof. What is strategic planning? And we need to really understand vis-a-vis the marketing planning. The difference in various sections that it covers. How do you measure at the end the performance? So these are some of the objectives that we have, derivatives of the marketing plan. So we come to the introduction part of it. By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. This statement has driven me like direction for me. Every time when you sit and you try to do something which is unplanned, this statement comes to my mind. So planning is crux of your success. It is not being too mechanical, it is not being too perfectionist, etc. Where are you? That is what you need to know, and where you wish to be. So that will give you the direction, and the direction you need to know the path, how to achieve the direction. Customer value focused organization is very marketing centric. Therefore, they are able to develop that requisite competitive advantage, and they generate the perfective return on investment. But all this happens at so-called marketing department level. It is still need to go down, and it is still at the same head office level also. It needs to be percolated. It needs to go down the line, etc. How can that happen? So that is where the marketing plan plays the role. So what is marketing planning? Marketing planning is the heart of any marketing management. It needs an attention to three areas essentially. The plan itself, the implementation, how are we going to go about, and the control. Plan, when I say, it is like what all have you conceptualized on 4 P's of marketing management. The rollout plan, the launch plan, the various other promotion mix, the marketing media mix, etc. So all those things comes under one terminology called planning. Then how are you going to roll it out? So that is what is the implementation, and what are the control parameters? And how are you going to control that you remain on course? Different types of plannings are existing. So we need to really know the place where marketing planning comes in. You have a corporate level plan, marketing level plan, and operational level plan. So we'll understand this little more. Understanding marketing planning is the process of organizing and defining the marketing aim of the company and gathering strategic and tactics to achieve them, which represented in marketing plan. Marketing department, the brand team and all have conceptualized now various solutions to the challenge, the threat, the leveraging of strengths, etc. Now it is to be put into the documented manner, which is called marketing planning. The other plan, corporate and operations plan, as we move forward will automatically get covered. We focus on understanding marketing planning. A solid marketing plan should consist of company's value proposition. What is it that the company is offering it to customer, the market, etc., the network and all. The information regarding the target market, who are the segments, what is the target segment, etc. What is the proposition for them, what is the positioning for them, etc. How are we going to go about? So what is that marketing mix? What is our promotion mix? What is our media mix, etc.? Which are the distribution channels? So all 4 P's, when I say, are answered that, and at the end, the budget thereof. So budget is a final culmination of volume into value, expense into cost, etc. And then you get your revenue understanding. So that's where the return on investment you come to know. Once you make this document, you may have to refine it. So that's what will come at the end. So what does marketing plan cover? So marketing plan covers essentially the complete understanding of the market, including the segments derived and the target that you are going to go about. Then the marketing mix, so entire 4 P's of marketing, or 7 or 8 P's depending on the service marketing organization if you are. Overall the budget thereof for the next financial year. And what is it that you are going to do about the customer relationship management? Now today that's being the focus, and it generally gets discussed very attentively. And you can also have a separate segment like value. So what is it that you are proposing as a value to in this particular year? Now that understanding has to be given to your entire field force also. So they are able to then communicate, translate your value proposition to the customer very well. Benefits of marketing planning are plenty. Not that I am probably going to cover all of them. It is a source of competitive advantage. You will come to know that where you are differentiating yourself vis-a-vis the competition. Organized approach, it finally allows every other connected stakeholders to organize and go forward. Ensures a consistent relationship between the variables. So there are so many variables the trade level, the environment level, the internal organization level. Now, once you have documented something, it brings that harmony. Complete information about the environment, internal aspects, industry and more, yana, you get that perspective. What are the resources therefore you need? Nothing can be achieved without the resource availability. So resource could also be the main material and money. So what is that how will you get that? Yana? So that requirement has to be spelled out. Yana. Once you spell this out, you go and seek the support. So you have to seek the support of your channel, you have to seek the support of your internal team, including production, R&D, product development, sales, etc. So all other stakeholders needs to be connected. Yana. Overall, you get this commitment that this is what we are going to do for ourselves as it is aligned with the mission and vision statement. Then you set the objective for each, and then the strategy aspects comes into picture, and at the end you finally define your mix and your product and strategies, and those things come into picture. So this is what, you know, comes in as a benefit of marketing planning. So much of a clarity that marketing plan really offers to the entire chain of stakeholders. Barriers to planning, yes, there will be a barriers to planning. The culture of the organization, is it focused internally or it is externally, whether it is customer centric or whether internal centric, etc. Whether there is a discipline called planning, you know, within the organization. So that's a cultural fit or unfit that one needs to see. Power and political pressures also play a role. Analysis, you analyze very well, but you don't create this into an action plan. So that's again a no use. Resource issues, and or every time there is a resource issue that is going to be faced by every organization, and that's where, like, probably you may have to retweak and you may have to decide the trade-offs. So these are those forceful circumstances in which you may have to let go certain good initiatives also. Skills and technology upgradation, so this is always a challenge, and technology, even marketing technology has taken leaps and bounds. When we study this, you would have realized that. So this, your technology may not match with what competitors have or what the industry has, etc. Skill set available within the organizations and your ability to acquire skilled resource and challenge the existing idea. Then it's like whether you are able to challenge yourself. That's the biggest limitation, because marketing planning requires you to challenge your ideas yourself. So that's the certain limitations. Due to this, people try and either make it very subtle activity or probably get into very disjointed efforts, but they still make a marketing plan, but it's not a joint effort. The planning process, we'll try to understand quickly. Steps in the marketing planning are essentially these five steps. And I am sure, like, you will find it kind of familiar, some of the initial aspects of this. And where are we now? Where we want to be? How do we get there? What is the best way and which way to ensure our arrival? So this we have covered earlier also, but we'll now cover this from the planning perspective. So where are we now, Yane? So how do you determine, go about, Yane? I'm sure, like, I have touched base most of this, Yane, but I'll just quickly represent to you external environment. We have studied what is micro and macro environment. So this is what you must carry out. Internal environment study you must do. So internal environment study is, of course, there are five M's that we have talked about. But other than that, yani, this is what you need to decide about the marketing aspect of it, internal environment. So what's your marketing strategy? What's your marketing structure in its first place? Is it right to meet the competitive environment thereof? What are your marketing systems, the productivity, current productivity of the marketing and performance, etc.? Whole marketing function, how is it working? Whether it is able to be very reactive or whether it is very proactive in handling the ground level marketing challenges, etc. So these are the things that you need to really assess. So these things will give you at the end a perspective, where are you? Information is compiled in a pestle form first, and then it comes into the what you call SWOT formats. Emphasis is placed on determining strategic focus. So ultimately the strategic focus has to come. You must derive your competitive advantage in line with your corporate capabilities. Yeah. So organizations have certain capabilities, certain incapabilities. From this analysis, the process of matching organizational strength and weakness comes into picture. Yeah. So you match your strength in the market vis-a-vis your weakness. If there is a solution, you arrive at that. If there is no solution, you maybe plan for solving as you move forward, or you decide that this is one thing that you probably cannot do. So how to be watchful of defending your interests if there is some other things happens by the competitor or by the environment. So that kind of a perspective at least must be there. Where do you want to be? So this is the next question. That is the objective of your entire activity for the year. Direction towards which the organization desires or plans to go. this is in line, this has to be in line with the vision and mission statement that has been defined by the senior people during the corporate planning stage. The mission is set, the objectives are decided upon for the marketing department, and the strategies related to the various product folios and etc. and competition handling etc. are decided. The company also decides who their customers are, that is STP, as I told you, while you are working on a marketing mix, segmentation and targeting is very critical. We have understood what is STP. These aspects will allow you to know where you want to go. So this clarity will bring the next roadmap for you. So where, what is your final destination that you want to derive at? What needs to be done for that? So the portfolio analysis, we have understood what is portfolio analysis, certain strategic this thing models we have seen like Ansoff matrix and GE matrix and those other things that we have studied, etc. Segmentation, so you get into identification of the segmentation, how to target, so sufficiency, the stability and those aspects, we have understood identifiability, so those 5 points which helps you to decide your targeting and then develop an appropriate positioning. You may have to move upward in your positioning, so laddering and all that we have seen, or you may have to just defend your positioning. So how, what will you do? That's a decision is already taken while you come to a stage of developing a marketing plan. What's your competitive strategy, mass, niche, concentrated, we have a point, you know, this thing, customer value, what is that that you want to take it as your competitive strategy. So point of difference, we have understood that point, POD, point of difference, the customer value that you want to offer for the coming years, etc. So that will determine, you need to derive all these things. So where you want to be is a sum total of this aspect that you need to do. That will give you a clarity as to what your destination is. So steps in marketing planning, the other steps we will cover when we go forward. So we are doing this. The third is the how can we get there, Yane. So that's all to do with the strategic aspects. As we have studied during the strategy chapter, where how can we get there, Yane. So this is what, Yane, marketing mix has to be developed. Marketing mix related entire subject matter we have studied. So portfolio in the product mix, portfolio analysis, etc. Price, pricing strategies needs to be decided. Promotion strategy needs to be decided. Which channel will you use and what not, etc. So we have done this place, yeah, so entire your distribution and what form utility, time utility, etc. that you are going to include, etc. So how can we get there will help you what all you need to do. So that's essentially the focus on marketing mix. Which way is the best, Yane? So which way is the best answer comes to you, which is a derivative of the sort, because you come to know that which are the strengths that you can leverage, what opportunities you can tap, what weakness you need to defend, or what threat you need to protect yourself against, Yane. So this will give you an idea which way is the best way. Last is the how can we ensure arrival. So to ensure arrival, you must know that whatever path that you have taken is right. So at every milestone, there has to be a milestone. At every milestone, you need to see whether you are on the right path or not. So that is where the performance appraisals, evaluation and all comes in. So you pull everybody in a right direction, you define where and how they have to head forward, and then have a milestone of review. So that's a performance review stage, and that's the fifth stage. These are the steps of a marketing planning, the five core steps that goes into preparation of a marketing plan. So this is a marketing planning process steps. So the plan and its objective must also be to must be monitored and evaluated. So you set an objective, but you then can't go haywire. So everyone has to have a uniform way of appraising where you stand now at a particular milestone, whether you are far off or whether you are close, what needs to be done next, etc. The success of the plan can be measured and the further steps taken. If problem arises, you course correct yourself. So that's the advantage of fifth step, that is measurement. You develop your measurement planning, and so that's the core aspect of also a marketing plan. Now let's understand what is strategic planning versus the marketing planning as a process. And so strategic planning is what and marketing planning is what. I have tried to help you with the difference out here. Yeah. You see on the left hand side what is strategic planning, on the right hand side what is marketing planning, and then I have tried explaining with an example. The core focus of strategic planning is to evolve answers to those five questions, what, why, what, way, etc. That is what has to come out from the strategic plan. Yane. It should give you the roadmap. Yane. It should provide you with the way to go forward kind of thing. Marketing planning is at the end, how do you achieve? Yane? So what are the ways that you are going to take so that you achieve what has been strategized, what has been set as an objective, etc. Core deliverables are strategies and tactics should emerge out of the strategic planning. So strategic planning is one of the aspects of a marketing planning. While in marketing planning, it is more emphasis on the doing it. So the execution, the vision, everything is brought to life. Yani. That is what marketing planning plays the role. Yani. It takes the strategic and tactical aspects on ground yani, into implementation phase. Yani. Consistency. The strategic aspects needs to be consistent over long time, while marketing planning also needs a review at the interim level, and tactical aspects may undergo change. So that's what is the beauty of a marketing planning, because you have set that performance way of monitoring. When you do that, there may be a midway course correction needed, which is a tactical aspect that needs to be handled. You don't at that stage really get into complete change over and overall of the strategy. Strategy has to be a very consistent over a time. So I have taken an example, example of a quality bread manufacturers private limited. I have given you the business goals as so secure at least 25 lakh rupees, 25 lakhs of new business in the city of Chennai. So marketing strategy is to build relationships. So strategy aspect is a relationship emphasize with top 20 influencers in the restaurants and hotel industry. So you create your network of relatives or a relationship building with only whom? So top 20 influencers of the hotel and restaurant industry. So with them, you try to create your relationship, which will lead to the commercialization. And once people see them doing it, the others will adopt themselves too. So marketing planning in such case could be join a networking group where these people are subscribing, send targeted emails to them, influence once in a while, you know, their quarter, inviting them to business meets or kind of thing, and which can introduce your products to them, provide them an opportunity to use your product, announce incentive for usage or, you know, bulk usage, etc., bulk purchase, etc., target based discounting. So this is all the tactics that will go into helping you to create a relationship with the 20 influencers of the hotel and restaurant industry. So you understand now where the strategy plays a role and where the marketing planning plays a role. Follow up with them and try to monitor whether you have achieved your desired you know, goal of achieving a relationship building with the 20 influence of the hotel and restaurant industry. So that's what is the marketing planning and the strategic planning, the difference we have tried at understanding. I'm sure like you got that clarity. Corporate and business vision and mission defines your business strategies. And so your corporate plan that we will probably cover as we move forward, corporate plan defines your vision, strategy, etc. That is what comes from there. Mission defines your business strategy. So mission is the one around which entire other business strategy gets evolved. Marketing strategy follows from there. So marketing strategy will emerge out of your mission. And therefore the marketing plan is answer to how are you going to achieve your marketing strategies to reach your set marketing objective, which is a goal, which is a result of your vision of the organization, which is a vision and mission of the organization, which is a part of the corporate planning perspective. But from there, the marketing plan starts taking the cues and get into action mode. So action is like you decide your marketing goal, which is a derivative of your mission, and then you get into strategy, tactics, etc. So that's how the whole thing go about. Strategic planning perspective, let's take a brief overview of what is the strategic planning perspective and what is the strategic planning in itself. On one that contains the basic elements of destination, so that is where are you going, where you are supposed to be or where you want to go, the roadmap, yani, how will you go about that and what are the means available to you to get there. So that is the what as an answer. Strategic planning, creating and maintaining a fit between the organization's objectives and resources and the evolving market opportunities. So essentially takes the cue from the available marketing opportunity, then looks at the organization resources available or the need for the resources, and then create a fit between strengths and ability of the organization. You've done that at the corporate and division and business and product level. So this entire thing has to get drilled down or granularized into corporate level, division level, SBU, or as you say, maybe the business level and the product level. So that's the division that it has to get into. So it's, instead of talking, I thought I will take you through a beautiful example. This example is also explained well in the textbook also. Quickly, I've taken an example of SKF Bearings. I know that organization is very well, having worked there for long in my initial years. So SKF is into what? So SKF is a corporate level entity. The divisions are bearing, accessories, lubricants and entire lubrication systems. So these are the three core division level divides that you can think of. The bearings has the two divide, automotive and electrical. So that's a business level, you can say, divide. Then you have a product level divide. Under automotive, you have bearings, you have hub units, you have components, etc. At the electrical level, you have motors and then you have rotational parts. Rotational parts have, so this is the overall structure I am presenting in front of you. So what is business level, what is division level, corporate level, product level and market level. Now the marketing plan will be done for what? So marketing plan will be done for rotational parts, separate marketing plan. It will also have separate operating plan. It will have separate finance plan. It will have separate HRD plan. So that's how the planning gets drilled down. And so the marketing plan will be made for rotational part, will be made for motors, will be made for bearings, will be made for hub units, will be made for components. They collectively make a plan for the business level plan for the electrical units. So that is motor and rotational parts marketing plan and other plan will become a business level plan for the electrical. Bearing, hub units and components marketing plan and other plans that is there will become a business level plan. Now this business level plan added to bearing will become a divisional level plan. Same is the case with accessories, lubricants and lubrication systems. So friend, I am sure like you got the understanding of how the entire strategic planning process works, and that's where the role, where the marketing plan comes into picture. So that is what you have understood. Now let's get into understanding the implementation control perspective. So how do you go about? So planning, implementation, control is a crux of the entire planning process. So that's why this has been taken. You plan what? So you plan your corporate level plan, you plan your division level plan, you plan your business level plan, you plan your product level planning. Now only the difference is, like if I go back to the previous slide, the corporate level plan is not dependent on the remaining three plan. Corporate level plan is an independent plan which a high-end management team has thought about as a way forward for the organization, and it is aligned with the mission statement of the organization. From there the cues are taken by the division planning. Division level management also may set an independent objective and mission level objectives for their division. Now from there the business plan and marketing level, product level planning has to then cue itself. They have to sync with the division level plan. Only when that happens, the corporate level planning will get fulfilled. So that's how the planning goes about. Then everybody has to define how are they going to implement it. So what is the implementation way forward, which requires the organization, which requires resource planning, etc. And then the rollout methods. So rollout plan has to be there. What is rollout when? So the readiness has to be monitored, actually to be launched, and then you monitor the progress of your launch, etc. So implementation, etc. At the end, the controlling aspects comes into picture. So how do you control it? You must have a measuring criteria so that you can measure the result. You must have a diagnosis result and this thing of done. So if something which is not as expected, then you must have a thorough diagnosis of it, and then you therefore take the corrective steps. So only when the diagnosis and corrective steps are taken, the possibility is that you will be aligned with your result as you move forward. If that happens, the business product level plan will get achieved, then the business level plan will get achieved, and as a result division level plan will get achieved and corporate level plan will get achieved. But after planning and implementation, you leave it to as it is, like a horse left in the field and a wild without any control, then they will not achieve the collective objective. So that's what the controlling aspect plays a very vital role. So this is a complete perspective of how the entire planning works and where the marketing planning comes into picture that we have seen. Essentially that comes under the business planning as we see, and then the product level, the marketing plan comes into the picture. So friends, continue to understand planning, implementation, control perspective. In truly marketing centric organization, that is chapter 1, figure 1.5, evolving customer centric marketing function, I have shown you that marketing plays an integrative role. It integrates the working of other department. Product planning becomes a subset of marketing planning. So product planning, production planning, resource planning, all these things will then get governed by marketing. Marketing strategic planning will first take place, and same will be absorbed in the making of the marketing plan. So strategies will get decided, way forward finalized, objectives set, all these things when decided, finalized, ready, it needs to be documented into one document, that is marketing plan. So business strategic planning process, we try to understand, you have a business mission set. This business mission has a relevance with the environments. So external environments, which is opportunity and threat, and the internal environment, which is strengths and weaknesses of your organization. So now when these things are connected and that information is pulled in, what you arrive at is a goal formation. So you will set your goal. That goal will be the final business mission of the organization or of that particular division. So to say, in this case, a rotational parts division, etc. So that's how the whole things will go about. Yani. And then overall, of course, this is done. Yani. It's not that rotational part division will dictate. The business level will really work to derive that very well for themselves. So in this case, automotive level and the electric division will work to develop their business plan, which is a derivative of no doubt the corporate and a division level plan. But yes, they will keep in consultation with the marketing, so to say. So we are understanding the business strategic planning process. So how you go about, you define your vision. So what is defining the vision? It's everyone has collectively set to achieve, or the simple terms, why your company exists, yani. Why are you there in the business, or what everyone collectively supposed to achieve. Clearly articulate statement of the business scope, yani. Why the business is there, why the business exists, and it includes competitive aspects, it includes market aspects, it includes geographic aspects and a vertical scope also. So defining the mission, mission is defined as an important milestone given to a group of people to collectively derive themselves to reach the milestone. So we when vision states or mission statement says that we will be number one by 2023, entire team of organization has to work in a way that it will help you to every year move your ladder and become number one by 2023, or whatever, we'll become the top place to work, top 10 place to work for, yani. So then entire HRD will have to work to see that people related initiatives are done in such a way that in 2023 your organization name comes into top 10 company to work for. It may be Fortune 500 survey or whatever you design, or Business India survey or whatever, that you will keep in mind. A mission statement is a clear and concise statement of the organization's reasons for being and its scope of operation, giving direction to the people as to they have to collectively work for what. So that is what comes out of the mission statement. Vision statement is about the business and why your business exists. Understand? Here is an example. Mission is an enduring statement of purpose that distinguishes one business from the firm. Yani. From the other firm, identify scope of the firm's operations or product and market terms, answers key question like what is our business. A mission statement defines what a company is and what it aspires to be, should be limited enough to exclude some ventures but broad enough to allow growth also, should distinguish the company from the competitors, create a framework for evaluating the current and future areas, should serve to keep the organizations together, and can be made on a broad range of scopes. So these are the some of the salient aspects of what is business mission statement should have. Business mission statement scope, yani, so what does it cover? It should define the industry scope. Okay, we in the automobile manufacturer of India, or we the steel maker, core industry group of India making manufacturing steel or something like that. The product and application scope. So it should bring out what products you are in, what applications you have for your product or service, etc. Competence scope, yani. So competence scope brings out what is it that you possess strongly about yourself, or what you know is your strength, etc. Segment scope, yani. So which segment are you going to work about, yani. So that's what one need to have a clarity for. That's the reason why segmentation or the target segment is very critical. What is the vertical scope, yani? What is the movement that you see for yourself as you move forward, higher up, yani? That's a vertical statement. Geographical scope, you define yourself to be number one in India, number one in Asia, number one in the world, whatever. So you define your geographical scope also. So that's the mission statement contains, and the scope of the mission statement should cover these aspects here. Inclusions are specification of the target customers, identification of the principal products and service, specification of the geographical scope I have explained, identity of the core technologies or reliance of your capabilities on which you think that you are going to achieve this, outline of the firm's commitment to long-term survival, growth, etc., an outline of the key element of the company's philosophy. It should bring out company's core value and philosophy, indicating the desired public image that company wants to establish itself. So that's the core inclusion when you define a mission statement. These are some of the scope we have understood. The derivative of that scope only is this few points that I have kept in out here. It should cover these aspects.